This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Eye of the storm or in the way of the storm? I bet a lot of you do. A lot of you are listening in areas where the storm is ready to pound, if it hasn't already started to pound. I'm Doug Steffen, In Depth on Thursday, the 6th of October, 7 after the hour. Our focus is on the thousands and thousands and thousands, if not millions, of Americans who are headed inland to escape Hurricane Matthew. Florida, the Carolinas bracing for the hurricane. Let's listen to this.
From Florida to the Carolinas, residents are preparing as Hurricane Matthew takes aim at the East Coast. The storm could be the first major hurricane, a Category 3 or higher, to blow ashore in the U.S. since 2005. It's expected to make landfall on Florida Thursday evening as a Category 3. On Wednesday, Florida residents gathered sandbags and boarded businesses. Florida Governor Rick Scott is warning the state could face its biggest evacuation ever.
If you live in a low-lying area, on a barrier island, or an area prone to flooding, you need to consider making your plans now to leave.
All right, so what does that mean? Where do you go? I guess that would be the question. Those of you who had that experience, where do you head inland? Do you go to a campground? You go to hotels? You go to friends? So far, the death toll from this storm is 25 plus, and this is something that you don't mess with. The evacuations are intelligent and well, I don't know if they're well thought out. They seem to be. It really hammered Haiti and sort of strafed the southeastern coast of Cuba, and the Bahamas are getting it. And so in Florida, certainly at this point in time, has plenty of wind and rain. The consideration for the path, which seems to be somewhat erratic still. Let's see. Last night, I'm looking at some maps here. The situation in Nassau, central northern Bahamas, that's where the hurricane is at the moment, the end of last night, early this morning. The storm seems to have strengthened a little bit, which is not going to be good for the Bahamas. Tonight, let's see, this afternoon and tonight, the northern Bahamas and southern Florida. The highest impact, wow, those of you listening to us at WMEL, at least tomorrow at this time, looks like Melbourne is going to have, and that's right where the Cape Kennedy is. That's where the heartbeat of the space program is right in there. And if, John, if you're listening right now, you want to give us a buzz, 888-302-3684. John Harper runs WMEL, and I know he listens at this time. He listens all the time. So maybe there's a way of us getting an update. You may be too busy to do that, but if you have a minute, just to give us sort of the insight as to what's going on. Let's see, where is it likely to be after it goes up the central coast of Florida? Looks like on Saturday, depending on what has happened, because as I said, it's a kind of erratic storm. Coastal South Carolina, which is near around Charleston, Savannah, Georgia, that area, strong winds and rain. Saturday afternoon, evening, Matthew moving eastward out. Along, well, because the coast of the country goes eastward, the Myrtle Beach area, Hatteras, those areas will feel a bit lesser because the hurricane's going to go out. Everybody seems to be pretty much agreeing on that now, and the Northeast probably won't be affected by this at all. We're probably not even going to have any rain. But imagine what it's going to do to the beaches down there and to the surf. It's very deadly. I often mock the concern that comes from those in the news media and those who want to overdo it, but if you look at if you look at the Noah and the space, actually, what's more enlightening is to see the shots of this from the space station. But the intensity, the color radar and things. Oh, those pretty reds. Look at those pretty yellows. Look at those pretty blues. Now, nothing pretty about this. It's Mother Nature on a rampage. So, following this Twitter at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. Here's Bill waking to a strengthening. Matthew, models at converging on the worst case scenario for Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Okay, let's see. What else can I give you that is conversational about this? I find looking at the radar, the live radar images of the hurricane, quite fascinating. And you know, you can say, "Oh, that's easy for you, Doug, because you're not there." Well, it just gives you, at this point, anybody who's going to have taken plywood and somehow or other batten down the hatches. I've seen pictures and video of a lot of people just moved out of their house. They went and rented a Ryder truck, a budget truck, a U-Haul truck, and they just took everything out of the house. If they're right on the coast in this area of Florida and Georgia, South Carolina, man, I'd be moving out. And I don't, as much as I love living on the beach, I've just moved out of the house that I had that was on the beach in California. I think I'm moving inland. I don't worry about the storms. I don't think that California is going to sink into the sea. It's become crazy expensive because people are crazy. It's been crazy lots of money. And it's nice to look out the window and see the water, but not at those prices. So the utility companies from the Northeast, that is from my area, Boston, south of here into New York State, down New Jersey, have all been hired by the electric companies, the utility companies down in Florida and Georgia and South Carolina. So they've already driven down there. There you can, if you watch the, I'm sure many of you saw this, there's truck after truck after truck after truck after truck after truck from the utility companies going down to either work for FEMA, that'll find contractors and subcontractors, or the state agencies, or for the power companies themselves. But what I found interesting, looking around at the gas station, picture of gas stations in advance of the evacuation, people filling up with gas, make sure they can get out. All right, so 66 counties, looks like, in North Carolina have a state of emergency. Let's see what other. Amtrak has canceled service down there on their major lines to Florida. The train that goes down from New York to Miami, to New York, and the trains that go to the Lorton, Virginia auto trains, the train that goes over to Tampa, goes by Disney World, all that stuff. Most of the flights on the east coast of Florida done now. 1,100 arrivals and departures scheduled for today, canceled tomorrow, canceled probably Saturday, too. You won't get in and you won't get out. Most of the vessels that would be out in, you know, you go from Miami, Port Everglades, Palm Beach, Fort Pierce, all of those that are going to get those fierce winds, they're parked or they're out to sea, out of the way. Garth Brooks was supposed to have a concert that was canceled for Friday in Orlando. Let's see what other things we got. Most of the Air Force bases. Let's see, Patrick, which is Cocoa Beach, that's Kennedy Space Center. That's obviously shut down. Evacuation of Shaw Air Force Base near Sumter, South Carolina. I was going through some. I just find it interesting to see what's been done. How about you? Have we? I don't know. Maybe we've talked enough about this. But it's a heck of a storm. And states of emergencies are appropriate here, I think. I think that's a good update conversationally. And so we move on. It's 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Get to Kohl's Thursday through Monday because friends and family like you take an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off on top of already low sale prices store-wide, which makes three-quarter zip pleats for him only $14.39 and V-neck pleats for her just $9.59. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10-6 through 10-10. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
You're turning green and wishing the bow would stop a-rockin'. I'm Greg the Dye Master, and I'll share some tips on how to avoid seasickness next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Seasickness ruins diving trips, vacations, and travel for many. Everyone is susceptible, and there are hundreds of gadgets, procedures, medicines, herbs, foods touted as cures. The truth is, we really don't know how to prevent it. However, you can reduce the risk by being rested, nourished, and hydrated. If you're feeling apprehensive, avoid eating a couple hours before you embark. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
All right, we're at, where are we, 19 or so past the hour. The feds, through the FBI, arresting a national security contractor, somebody like Snowden, probing whether or not this fellow stole and disseminated classified computer codes built to hack into foreign governments. There's a report that several senior intelligence and law enforcement officials, the contractor worked for, and by the way, the contractor he worked for was the same company that Edward Snowden worked for, Booz Allen Hamilton. What a name, huh? Booz Allen Hamilton. Anyway, this fellow left. The theft of the coding appears to be different in nature from the way Snowden did it. Harold Thomas Martin is the suspect, lives in Maryland, works for the NSA. They're highly classified source codes were developed by NASA. NASA. I always do that. When NSA and NASA. The codes were developed by the NSA to breach the computer networks of Russia, Iran, China, and North Korea. So this guy stole them. So I don't have any use for the people who are just stealing stuff to steal it. I do, however, I've said this many times, think that Snowden was A-OK. And what he did. If you haven't seen that movie yet that's out, go see it. The movie Snowden that was produced by Oliver Stone. So it's 21 minutes after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen.
Use mobile devices. choices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. Turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on
23 half the hour now. Music time. This is the part of each hour where we focus on a couple of musical stories. Luke Bryan, who first became more well known to me anyway. I know Jennifer has been a fan of his for a long time. It wasn't clear to me whether you were or not, Victoria, when we talked about him last week.
No, I didn't know. I don't like country music typically, but I'm Jennifer is swaying me a little bit.
I'm infiltrating her brain.
Yes, you are. Yes. That's a good thing.
She's so like anyway. Country music ISIS.
There's a song that's been very popular. It actually went to the number one position on the country charts. Here's to the Farmer, which is his theme for his farm tour, which was supposed to kick off in Gaston, South Carolina tonight, but it's been canceled because of the hurricane. Hurricane Matthew blowing into that area. Actually, the wind and stuff's picked up, but the weather's supposed to be bad, really bad there tonight, tomorrow, and through Friday morning. Luke Bryan and Billy Currington Reap are both tied for number one on the country charts. So, I'm looking at the story from South Carolina. The governor there ordered an evacuation of most of the coastal communities, and 26 school districts have closed their schools. Gaston is a town of 1,647 people. I think that's where he's from, isn't it? Is that where Luke Bryan's home is in Gaston?
South Carolina. Yeah. His father, I think I told you, is a peanut farmer.
Yeah.
So he actually,
he's 100 miles inland from the coast of that town.
Well, Luke Bryan has kind of an interesting story that's sort of tragic, but he's made good from it. And he ended up losing both his brother and his sister at different times. When his brother, he had gone to Nashville, he had some success as a singer, a country music singer, which was always his dream. But then his brother died. And he came home and he was so worried about his parents that he said, you know what, I'm going back to work on my dad's farm, which is what he had done as a teenager. And so he started working with his dad again. And after about a year, his dad said, look, I'm kicking you out. You need to go back to what you love. And that was when he really hit it big. A few years later, his sister died, and he ended up, I think, adopting her daughter. Isn't that crazy, though? So parents had three kids, and only one of them left. I mean, lots of tragedy there.
That's lousy.
He seems like such a nice person, too. Every time I've ever seen him interviewed or anything, he just seems like a good guy.
Yeah. Farmers are good guys, Victoria. What do you mean? What are you laughing at? That's true.
Well, you're the only farmer I've ever met, so okay.
I mean, we don't have a large having sample. Some success in Nashville and then going, well, you know what? My dad and my mom need me right now. I'm going to give that all up and go back to farming. I mean, that's pretty cool. I love that.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Roots, 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 roots. All right, also, musically speaking, Britney Spears back in the focus again. She played a game of Shag, Marry, Avoid during an appearance on a British show called Loose Women. She managed to tick off Madonna fans. Listen to this. During a round of rapid-fire questions, Britney was asked to choose from three celebrities she'd hook up with, marry, or completely avoid. Her choices were Justin Bieber, the Worm, Madonna, and Simon Cowell. Okay, let's see. She'd hook up with Justin Bieber, marry, or completely avoid. Well, those weren't in the order. Whether she married Simon Cowell?
No, the rest was nothing. She said she would marry none of them.
Oh.
And she basically shagged would
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, she'd shag Bieber and then avoid everyone else.
I guess.
Which is weird because I always thought she and Madonna were kind of friendly.
Yeah, they made out on stage at the MTV Awards.
Yeah. And then did a video together or did a song together. And
yeah.
Madonna doesn't keep friendships, I've noticed.
Then you go on social media and you see a Madonna fan blasted Britney.
Yeah.
She disrespected her. Come on, get a life.
You know how Madonna, though, is. She's, yeah, you're right. She had Gwyneth Paltrow that she was pouty with, and then she dumps them.
Or she does something to totally betray them.
Yeah.
We don't know. Yeah.
Nice. All right, 28 past the hour here.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Ames, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Guys, now's the time to stock up on your favorite pairs of Levi's jeans to look great this fall. Hurry into JCPenney to find Levi's at their lowest prices of the season. Like Guys 514 straight fit jeans for just $34.99. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 10-6 to 10-10. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 9-6 to 10-24. Offers and coupons do not apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Hi, 34 after the hour. Overview of some of the bigger news stories, my perspective on them. And then ideas that are floating around our constant conversation on Twitter at DJB Show. Doug at the helm here in this hour. The situation from Monday night's vice presidential debate. Here are a couple of stories that seem to be floating around that I think are worth a moment or two of our time. Maybe just a moment or two. The campaign manager for Trump, Kellyanne Conway, went after Tim Kaine yesterday for sexism. Now you got to sort of back up a little bit and understand why that might be relevant, or maybe agree, maybe disagree. The debate, Kaine versus Pence, Ms. Conway said that Kaine's performance was terrible because he continued to interrupt the female moderator. The interruptions showed a lack of respect for the female moderator, an Asian American female So this is sexist. This is racist. It was like it was a strategy. It's almost like he didn't hear her, she said. Came off very badly on TV. So you agree or disagree with that? What do you think? Also, I thought the comment made by Mike Pence, you know, that Mexican thing comment that he made during the debate was a reference to remarks by Donald Trump. And so that has, I'm trying to make this an equal opportunity reality. Here we got Kane getting bashed on one side, Mike Pence getting bashed on the other side, all of this stuff on social media. Kane remembering Trump's presidential launch at which he accused Mexico of sending criminals to live in the United States. The Mexicans didn't like it. Well, I don't know whether the country is sending them, but they're coming. I don't see that there's anything. Trump said a lot of irresponsible things, and some of the things he said about immigration have been off the wall and perhaps not defensible. But there are a lot of people who have come to live in the United States illegally who have done a lot of bad things. And more often, especially if you live in California or the Southwest, where this is more likely to happen than any place else, I can say that with credibility because I live on the West Coast part of the time. I will tell you that there is very, in terms of daily performances, it's hard. You'd be hard-pressed to scan the news media from Phoenix to Las Vegas to Los Angeles, up to San Francisco, San Diego, and not find some daily event where the people involved in an infraction, DUIs, people getting killed in automobile situations, robberies, murders, rapes, that you can't find one example, because you can, of an illegal Mexican committing these crimes. Do Americans commit them? Yeah. Do we point out the criminals are more, or are we paying more attention to these criminals that are illegally here from Mexico? I don't know that we are, but we ought to be. That's my read on it. I think this is the kind of stuff that it's kind of like talking about the police. No, we can't do that because all Mexicans are great. All Mexicans are not great. All Hispanics are not great. All Americans, all white people are not great. All black people are not great. It just isn't. I mean, it's the same silly focus on categories. You can't say something bad about the Mexicans because it's racist. Bull crap. There are plenty of Mexicans who are great, wonderful people. That doesn't mean we're going to use them to cover up for the bad stuff that the bad Mexicans do, or the bad Catholics, or the bad Protestants, or the bad Jews, or the bad Muslims. There's bad in everything, and there's mostly good in everything. But to keep banging away at this like it doesn't happen and it doesn't exist is, for me, offensive. I get ticked off. I don't like it. And neither should you. So whether it's that Mexican thing, whatever it is, you can sugarcoat all that stuff as much as you want to, but it doesn't change the fact that there are a lot of undocumented immigrants here who ought not to be here, who are doing bad stuff. So come on. What kind of silly stuff is this that we have people? Okay, so you want to take a pot shot at Pence, you can take a pot shot at him for lots of different reasons. And you can take a pot shot at Kane for it as well. Was Kane a sexist? I don't know. I mean, I watched a little of it, and I found it so annoying, I just shut it off. So I'll have to rely on the overview or the thoughts of other people that watched it more intently than did I. Mostly, I didn't watch it for this kind of stuff, because we push aside the real issues. It's already established that Hillary Clinton's going to get more women voting for her than women will vote for Donald Trump. So all this other stuff, you're going to accuse Kane of being a racist. What, you're going to try to grab a couple of votes out of that? You think that people who thought that he was a racist, or the comments were racist, or the fact that he didn't pay attention to this woman is off-putting enough for women who were on the fence to decide to vote for Donald Trump? I don't think so. I think that would be a foolish... It's ludicrous, actually. But yet, let me just bring it to you, my observations of some of the crazy stuff coming out of mouths of people who want your vote, currying your favor, or trying to curry favor with Hispanic voters, or trying to curry favor with women voters, or the large number of Asians that live on the West Coast. Okay, so I've made my point, I think. Yep. Here's another point that I like about being in America. Three professors from several different universities here in America have won the Nobel Prize in Physics. And let's see if we can find out a little bit more from the news side of this story.
Three professors from American universities won the 2016 Nobel Prize in Physics. The British-born trio's research, done in the 1970s and 80s, discovered the secrets of exotic matter. Nobel Prizes are often awarded years later because the Royal Swedish Academy wants to ensure research withstands the test of time. In grade school physics, most of us learn matter is a solid, liquid, or gas. But these scientists discover that extremely high and low temperatures can cause matter to change into a more exotic state. Thanks to their work, more scientists have researched topological concepts, studying properties that change step by step. The Academy hopes that materials found through this area of research can be used in future generations of quantum computers, which are often used in advanced medical science like gene mapping.
Yeah. So it's cool. I think what I like most about this is that they don't award the prize until after they can make sure that what's put forth in the research actually is true. So as a prof from Brown University in Providence, Princeton University in New Jersey, and the University of Washington, congratulations to them, and good for us in America that they live here. That's the way I look at it. 43 past the hour.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestion out of my way, strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bodley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
All right, 46 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Let me just step into a couple of piles of you-know-what here for a minute. So we're talking about racism and charges of sexism and all that other stuff here in our country. Let's just travel across the pond for a moment to Britain, to England. The Conservative Party there facing serious criticism for a policy that would require companies in the United Kingdom to submit a list of their foreign workers. So the foreign workers that have not been sort of synthesized into British culture. There's a lot of the people that live in London have become really upset because the city's getting overrun. There's always been a lot of people. I've probably been to England 100 times in the last 40 years. And each time I've gone, I thought it was very interesting because I liked the diversity of London. You can go to all kinds of places. Much of it was because of the input and the access you had to people from all over the former British Empire, the people that live in there that still, there's sort of an informal business that those who were in the former British Empire have favorable status. A lot of just very interesting people, more so than you find even in our country. So this idea of submitting a list to the government of foreign workers is something new because they've been very, very open, but they're having all kinds of problems, the same as we are with the Mexicans who are here illegally that are committing all kinds of crimes. That's happening in England, not because of Mexicans, but because of some of the people that are coming up, frankly, from the Middle East. So those who would yell, racism, xenophobia, now they're just protecting themselves. The foreign secretary, or the home secretary, rather, said, quote, we mustn't ignore the fact that people who need to talk about immigration. You want to talk about immigration? Then if I'm going to talk about it, don't call me a racist. We should be able to have a conversation about immigration without everybody yelling racism, racism, racism. And they are right. I agree. Every time we bring this up, somebody says, Stefan, you're a racist. No, I'm a realist. That's the difference. All right, speaking of that, you ought to know what your government is doing with your money. So here's one example of how it is. Have you listened to the radio lately and heard all of these announcements on Zika, the Zika zone, right? And then there have been a lot of spots that have been playing for military recruitment because they're not. The secret, the dark, dirty secret is that not a lot of people are thinking about going into the military, same as they don't want to be police because of the scrutiny. So now they're running commercials to get people to go into the service and also warning people about Zika and that sort of thing. So just so you know what it costs you, the Government Accountability Office found that the federal government last year spent $1.5 billion on public relations and advertising. All right? $1.5 billion last year on PR and advertising, which some people in the Senate and the House think is over the top. What do you think? It's 10 before the hour.
tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. 800-554-8437.
It's 53 after the hour, Wednesday, time for a visit from Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Warren Eckstein is America's foremost expert on the radio and on television and in real life, too, when it comes to taking care of dogs and cats and snakes and raccoons and whatever else it is that needs to be taken care of. Warren, your man. You can just look at his arm. He has tattoos on his arm, but the only reason he has tattoos is because it covers up all the bites that he's gotten from various animals over the years.
Is that true?
Find out. Of course it's not true.
Oh.
Now you ask the question.
Because I don't know Warren. I've never
met Warren. Well, the tattoos are true. Just the dog bites are not true.
He does have tattoos. He just didn't get them from...
I meant that is the tattoo thing. Is that true?
Yes, the tattoo. But you're pretty good, Victoria, at falling for some of my stuff. That's good. I like that.
Okay. Right. I'll stay gullible just for you.
Thank you very much. All right. So Warren is going to be here. Actually, we do have a viral raccoon story that may or may not be true, and other important pet items and news to help you out in just a matter of moments here.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint.
So, Pete, you upgraded your phone and your carrier. Smart.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey, all networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT. Sprint One today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount. Subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid ported. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features. Different plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data. Carryover and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Warren Eckstein is here. Here's a story that went viral yesterday about a police report in San Diego involving a man who was too drunk to make his car's breathalyzer work. So he did the most logical thing he could think of. He grabbed a raccoon from the parking lot and forced it to blow into the device. Apparently, according to the story anyway, Warren, the raccoon passed out from being squeezed too hard, so the man put the raccoon on the floor of his car and he drove away. But according to the police report that was posted online, the raccoon woke up a short time later and started to attack the driver. Anyway, a lot of online responses, but the newspaper says it didn't happen. The public affairs officer at Camp Pendleton responded to an inquiry from the newspaper saying, I called police records while they were highly entertained. They said it was a hoax. Can you imagine? I guess I wanted to use that as a lead-in to have you tell us the most dangerous things that you have been confronted with over your years, 4 decades plus of training animals of all sizes and shapes. What's been the most dangerous circumstance that you found yourself in?
Well, two of them really, really serious. One of them was I was a peace officer for a good period of time in New York State investigating animal abuse, and I went to a church where they were having animal slaughter as part of their ritual. And when I approached the church and I went inside, I was surrounded by 3 or 4 men that were very angry and really ready to do me damage. It's the only time in my entire career I actually had to pull a gun to get myself out of the situation. Another time at Prospect Park Zoo, they locked me in a cage with lion cubs and guaranteed me that the mother lion was locked next door, but was really secure.
Yeah.
As I turned around, I saw the mother's head coming at me, and I got out of there just in the nick of time, and it turned out that the zookeeper had locked the door with one of those ties you get with the plastic bags you buy at the supermarket.
Yeah.
We had a long conversation after that. So I've had many dangerous encounters, but most of them have been with people, very rarely with the animals. Though.
Isn't that interesting? The people were the ones that were the cause of the problem and not the animals. Did you see the... Go ahead.
Now, see, animals, you can read animals. In other words, animals don't buy you a martini and call you an SOB when you leave the bar. They call you an SOB up front before you get the martini. So animals, you always know where you stand. You don't know where you stand with people.
Yeah. I saw a story yesterday. We were talking about it on the air about this guy out in Montana who was chased by a grizzly bear. Did you see that? He was attacked twice by the same bear, and he survived, but just barely. Can you imagine what goes on in somebody's mind when they are confronted by something like that?
I would have learned after the first attack.
Yeah. It would have been out of there. All right, Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.